Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 233, and we're actually in a non-ABU pub near Sellers Park where the landlord's come out and welcomed. They knew straight away, even as a cockney. I went in and I said to someone, can you look after the bag while I went to the bogs? And he said, why, don't you trust Palace fans? I thought, well, do I have a badge on me? I don't have a badge on me. And two of the lads here are in United shirts, and he came out and he said, not to throw us out, he said, I'll get them some chocolate bars. You don't get that very often. Right, so I'm a bit scarred because while I was waiting for the lads to come down, they've driven down. I've just scrolled upon Ryan on the internet saying he'd like to do things to a Ronaldo figurine that actually has all the parts intact. It's one of those you have to see it on the internet to really believe it. But I thought, that's my pre-match. Right, so today I've woken up with a bad feeling. I'm hoping Matt, Dave, Mike and the lads will say they're feeling buoyant. But it scarred me in May. But I'm trying to think, don't look at just the last game, however pleasing that was. The last 10 games, I'd say we've looked all right in six or seven of them. Two have been a bit uncertain and one was a shambles. So look at that as a bigger form picture. And obviously the last couple, and not to bore you with details, but I've been a bit down recently. Sad, living by the name, that the weather changes does my head in. Just a few things going on in life. And it's amazing what a good United week can do for your mojo. That just woke up 7-0, I wasn't there, but happy, good performance, could see what we're like when we do attack and when we do take our chances. And it was just nice. Yes, it was Barnsley, but I don't give a shit. For the shit shows we've had recently, it was just really nice. So, but I do think the next three games tells us what I said in the mag. Please buy the mag. Sales have been a bit down at the grounds. What is the real Manchester United? And I think we'll know by Villa, certainly, if we've got more of a backbone, if we've got more stamina, if we can handle setbacks. But Derek, who used to go with us way back when, who doesn't go anymore, he sent me a message. I was messaging him and he said, isn't it about time United went on a winning streak? And I just thought, yes, isn't that the case? So the world seems a better place, and football confidence, the simple thing of confidence in football shown by Marcus Rashford will never, ever cease to amaze me. That a player 3 weeks ago looked bereft can suddenly score, and I know the catch-up thing made me laugh, what Eric mentioned, and then Rashford was asked about it after game on Tuesday and didn't. Like, I thought, there's your moment to have a laugh. But just mental. So the team needs confidence. It's got it from two games. And the one thing, I was very down after Scouse, and I watched it again, like a bit of self-flagellation. I thought the ref was really poor looking back. It didn't change the game, but I did think it was a foul on Casemiro. If that was anywhere else, he'd be given. They would have still won. But and the Xerxes chances. Now, he's missed quite a few, but I'm quite happy he's in those places. I'll know by the end of the season if he's a player who's going to put more of those away than not. But I'm encouraged that he's getting in the positions that we've been crying out for a year and a half, saying we need a striker to get in those positions. Whether overall he's going to play as a striker. But the Scouse game, the brutality that I felt that night and that next morning didn't feel as bad and has been borne out hopefully since as I felt. I will say, Unana, great, the other last weekend, won us points. That's what he's there for. The second goal against Liverpool, I thought, was catastrophic, and he needed to be called out for the mistakes. Anyway, Dave, how's your trip been?
It was all right. Until I started listening to you talking. Yeah, it's fine.
No, how long did it take?
5 hours. We left at 9:30, Trafford, and it's, what, 3:10 now. We've been here for, what, 20 minutes? And we walked for about 15 minutes. We actually parked up on a road. We use the Just Park app because we've got the 2 9-year-old boys. We always drive two ways, mainly for after the game. You can get them in the car. They can have a butty. Don't need to wait for a train. But there was a lady outside on the front of the house opposite in a Palace shirt. She was having a bit of a laugh with us. And then, yeah, we had a picture with her. The boys had a picture with her in their shirts.
It was just
general niceness. Yeah. So, yeah. All good.
So, what do you think today?
I'm the opposite to you. I'm glass half full, but realistic when I wake up, and I've got a good feeling about today, mainly because of the week that's just gone. Okay. I think they started to find a bit of identity, it's clear that that's what Eric's always wanted. I'm always Eric in, so I appreciate there'll be people who are listening that aren't fans of him. I've always backed him, and I think this is the season with the guys above him where he's going to get what he wants. He's going to have to be judged. But in a strange way, it's almost like his first season again, because he's got what he wants now, and not he hasn't got one hand tied behind his back anymore. So I'll be interested to see where we are at Christmas, but I think we're finding some form, and hopefully we can carry that on. It's not going to be 4-0 again, is it? He just won't. He won't let it.
No, but this is a game you've got to turn up. Yeah. You've got to get a result after the two games. Boy, and like, this is how mad football confidence can change in a person, despite my feeling just scarred that, oh, I've got a bad feeling. You look at the squads when players are coming back, and you look at the squad after Tuesday and you think, God, we've got options. We've been crying out for options on the bench, and the bench has looked like they've got players who can change the game. What have you made of the season so far, Mark?
I think what Dave said. I think we've got to a point now where we've got the players that he's able to get. Maybe not Champions League quality, but what he wants now, he's got. And it's up to him to play a style of football. To be quite honest with you, I was quite bored at the beginning of the Southampton game up to the penalty, because I thought we got into a style of play that was not dissimilar to what we've been used to. The turning point, the penalty, I feel very confident now about the future.
Do you?
I do.
Because of the last week?
Because of the last week, because we've got the players, and I think we'll mooch on from this.
We pinball, though. So this is what I want. I don't want to pinball anymore. You know, we do, not us personally, United as a team, pinballed. So you have all that optimism, you grow, you go into today confident or not, and you think, and then you see a shit show. So today, Spurs, Villa, three games where you want to United to show, come on, let this mean something, let's have a run. We had a run at the end of the season of three games, it's got to mean something.
Well, I think it will. I think the players will turn up today. Obviously, I don't know the team at this moment in time, but...
Even Malacia's back. I mean, that's how good this week has been. No, and I genuinely felt like the obviously there's a good spirit. You know, like, this is where it gets a bit... Because I was looking online, and there's obviously a deep, especially when you win, there's a decent team spirit there. And Malacia, and it was a good video. But then people go, you know, this is United, the change is now. And I think, come on, lads, I don't want to be the party pooper.
Well, you talk about people who are missing. Mason Mount's was a big miss against Liverpool, because if you saw him against Fulham and saw him in the first half at Brighton, the whole team was led up front by him. I'm not saying he's going to change the world, but his work off the ball is incredible. I didn't realise he was like that at Chelsea until he started playing for United. And I think he was a bit of a loss at Liverpool, against Liverpool, because we were starting to hit a little bit of a style there as well. And I'm not saying we need Mount back and then we'll be great again, but he's probably the only option now that's out.
That you can bring in for certain matches.
Yeah,
and we've had a set, and Eric got stubborn last year. You know, I'm sticking to a set. There's Garnaccio, love. You know, like I really am. The young me is inside me when I watch Garnaccio, thinking he's a game changer. Yes, he might bugger off to Madrid in 2-3 years. But we have got potential for someone truly sensational there.
Well, him and Ahmad on the wings are the nearest we've got to old United-style wingers, because they both go to the byline when they need to.
But Ahmad's a grafter. And I reckon, like, Garnaccio, obviously with the minutes, but he's also saying, because Collier, I know the move was... Because Collier's in the under-21 team today. I don't think it's retrospective, because ask him after the game, did you enjoy that? And he would have loved it. Left-back wasn't easy for him. But I also think it was saying to Garnaccio, you've got to cover the youngster here. So he was doing more work than he'd usually be required to. So it's quite canny, I thought, that he's going, I'm not only asking the kid to play there, I'm asking Garnaccio to do more work than he's been doing.
He's still a relative kid himself.
Yeah,
as well.
That's
it.
That's,
That's another thing about the squad now. If you look at the average age, it's gone down.
I don't know
off the top of my head, but it's
half decent.
I think going
Matt,
back to
right, what do you make
yeah,
of
going
scene?
Back to your point, Barney, about confidence. I think Dave said something to me at Southampton away. That penalty save that Onana made wasn't just a game changer; it could be a season changer, because the game changed, like you said, Mike, about how boring and dull it was. But then when you go on to Barnsley, Ten Hag gave Barnsley a lot of respect. The players that came on were full strength, and then looking at Rashford again, giving him those two goals, three goals in two games, that confidence, I'll stick my neck out now, and I reckon he can get 15 by Christmas if he carries on the way he's going.
But that's the other day I mentioned, and I didn't see it coming, but I did say that the mad thing is Casemiro 18 months ago ran the show against City. Whether it's retrievable for Casemiro, but Rashford scored 9 goals in the Triton home game, so he's not rubbish, he's just fucking frustrating. And I don't criticise Ten Hag yesterday for saying, yes, he's done well, but he needs to iron out, because we've all heard rumours, we have all know that there's been stuff going off the pitch. So I don't blame now that he's doing well, saying, right, the reasons you're doing well is because hopefully you've got things a bit more settled, you're sorted, you're concentrating, you're focusing. And then if Rashford can score 20, then you're talking a different United completely, whether it happens or not. I will say, typical United, we have to moan to other members of the Red News podcast fraternity who aren't here. Ben made the notes. Hates of the week from Tuesday. Taking off people on hat-tricks. Singing You've Seen United to Fuck Off Home to Barnsley. Morons who shout shoot anytime someone's anywhere near a goal. I agree with that one. Yeah, shit banter. See points 2 and 3. Minor irritation of the night. Manager bringing on a load of first teamers when you're 5-0 up and not giving more kids a run out. I think Wheatley was the point there, and I do agree with that. But overall, thoroughly enjoyable evening. And then Nick put, I think that might have been Nick's point to amalgamated, who knew attacking football could be so much fun. My hate of the week is I've mentioned Bridges many times. Don't like Bridges. There's a bridge here, but I could cope. It was over a railway line. I don't like, you know where there's grates when you're walking along a path and there's grates over basements? I always have to think, you could fall down that, couldn't you? You haven't fallen down one, have you?
No. But I entirely agree with you. But just going back to the point of taking players off.
Don't bring it back to football. Huh?
No, I will take it back to football. The point of taking players off on two goals, we're keeping them hungry for the Premier League.
No, and Garnacho, you could tell he joked about that. There was a video. I moan about United obsessives, and then all I do is consume, read the next ed, consume Man U madness. Marmite gate from last time. Why is it impossible just to dab a little bit of Marmite on toast? Why does it have to be a splodge? Right, and Sancho, the bit that Sancho assists, and even the term assists, sorry people, but Sancho assists and suddenly, oh, look what he's doing. He's a professional footballer who's half decent and who's going to do half decent things for half the season, and then when he's dropped, he's going to see his arse, turn up late for training and do what he does. He's gone. Move on, Reds. Doesn't matter. He's not at United anymore. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, on the point of Sancho, really quickly, my lad Dylan got a signed shirt. Met him in Carrington 3 years ago. Left it at school. Never returned home. Absolutely gutted. 3 years later, not so gutted. So whoever's got it, keep it.
But I will, to be fair, I've heard loads of stories where Sancho, where Rashford is not another one. Rashford has been quite rude pre-season with fans. Where Sancho always signed stuff. So apropos what that means... doesn't, but all I know is I always remember Michael Holding, the people in life who turn you down an autograph. So at least he signed it. Oops, shit, I've just spilt a Guinness live on thing. Right, lads, what do you reckon?
Today, like, I think the score's gonna be 2-0, but with the recent scores, I don't know. Right, we went to it, but it wasn't our day. I don't think
you got a bit of good stuff at Grimes. You're on telly.
Yeah,
we were
on telly.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Just for the Red News podcast, we showed my wife when we got back on Match of the Day. I'd had a few beers, but I didn't realise Dylan Mal, for fuck's sake. So she wasn't so impressed about that.
Fair play, lads.
So I think it's going to be 3-1, because on recent form, we're saying with Rashford, he's been on pretty good form recently. And you could also say that about our defence. We haven't conceded any goals in the last two games, which for me that's a good sign, because last season we conceded quite a lot of goals because we needed better defenders, because Martinez was out for a lot of this season. So yeah, it's just really cool just coming to away games and still being 9 and telling all your friends that you've been to away games.
That's right, that's quality. But so obviously Brighton didn't dampen your spirits in.
No. I think it was our fault, but
You think we've learned from it?
No, yeah, but that's a long journey for you.
Yeah. It was hard when they scored in the last minute. We just, as soon as the final whistle went, we waited a bit for all the fans to go, and then we just shoot it off. It didn't really dampen anything because we knew we played better.
You got Wagamama in the lanes after.
Yeah. Explain, Dave, the family situation. You've written about it for this mag.
Yep. So
yours is the photo on page.
It is.
Two,
yeah. So yeah, page. Yeah, early page in the current mag. They've got the two boys staring out at the ground. That's these two lads who are talking on the podcast. So our granddad, 1930s, he started following United at Old Trafford. He's from Gorton. My dad, from Droylsden, born in the mid-50s, saw the Babes when he was younger. Born in 51, saw the Babes when he was younger, watched Lawbeston and Charlton, and then I was born in 80. Matt, who's here as well, born in 84. And now our two lads were born in 2014 and 2015. So we're 90 years in to our generation. Also, these guys are fourth year generation. And we've all worked our way through, seen the good times and the bad times. But I mean, I've known you, what now, for Barney, 20 years, something like that. And we've always, you know, we've gone through good and bad. But it's always in your blood, isn't it?
This must be a buzz, seeing you. I've known the lads, seeing them from really, really young.
Yeah, so Rory was four when he first went. I think, Dil, you were four as well, because we went on holiday and you sat in Rory's seat.
Funny thing is, because Dylan's first game ever was against Crystal Palace in the seats above the tunnel. We've seen United lose, we've seen them win, we've seen them win cups. But it's just really cool to still be really young and still have a lot of life left. I just love going before life comes along.
No, but that's great. So you must all buzz off things like this. Sorry, mate. Cheers.
We do, yeah, we do. We've had our time where we were just talking about it on the way here, actually, last time. An incident when we went to Wolves away when we won 5-0 in the cup about, 10, 12 years ago.
Yep.
It was a totally different dad to the dad that I am now. I don't drink very much. I have a pint at games.
Dave's daughter was two at a time and she looked after him.
But coming to the match, I'm totally different than I was in my 20s. I'm quite comfortable with that. I like seeing the boys enjoy themselves. So we it's coffees now rather than beers. The odd beer here and there, which we're having now.
I like taking the game in, so I'll have a couple, that's it, and then save it for after.
Yeah.
But I quite enjoy, because then you can, when it's good, take in what's going on a bit more.
Well, that's it, and you say when it's good. I don't know the last time that these two, maybe ever, have seen United win 10-0 in a week. It used to be commonplace under Fergie, didn't it? But
on the flip side of that, Dave, last season we were at Palace, weren't we? Yeah. The 4-0 drubbing, and if it was one of my first experiences of losing that hard, but probably one of the best atmospheres I've been in. But it was a completely different mentality, thought process. The boys weren't there, but even I was flummoxed.
The United that never ceases to amaze still is that in 19 days or whatever it was, we went from that to the cup final. I've got three things and then we've got questions. I was going through my old United stuff. Euro 96 at Old Trafford. Did you do that? Did you do any games? No. What surprised me were the low attendances. No one will care, but 37,000 for the first game, Germany, Czech Republic. And there was a photo in one of the old programmes, and the ground, K-stand, was empty. So, Russia had 50,000, Italy, Germany had 53, then it went back to Germany, Croatia, 43,000. And then I think the quarter-final only had 43,000. So you think there's this fond memory of Euro 96. There was for England, but it was 56.
50-odd.
Because it was just done. Then I was reading through David Meek writing about Gary Birtles. Now this said, because I've interviewed Gary Birtles and he was so lovely, but he said that Gary Birtles apologised to David Meek, into his bad run, and saying, I'm really, and you could tell it was getting to him. So the psyche, that would probably be me, but it's not indicative of someone who's going to get himself out of it. But he said, then Tommy Taylor's uncle came around and said, believe it or not, that Tommy Taylor had massive self-doubt and he'd go home about whether he could score goals for Manchester United. So you think, with these mythical figures had the self-doubt, and the debate about, I don't know if anyone's read Munich yet. I don't like the
title.
Starting
it. No, I don't like the title.
But he is trying to read the mag as to why he's defending
great,
the title.
It's a great page, isn't it? Yeah. I read that the other day.
See, yeah. I struggle with the factional aspect of it, that he's inventing these scenarios that people we treasure. But I've read the first two chapters, and it's great writing. It is, but I really struggle with the babes. But it's different opinions. You'll see there's something in the mag that I don't agree with that's going in the next mag. Fundamentally don't agree with it, and I might challenge it myself in the mag. But I suppose life is about different opinions, you know, like...
It's, talking about that, we went to Athens in the summer, and we went to Greece, we flew via Munich, and the guy behind us was telling Rory that he was flying from Manchester to Munich to Belgrade. Rory's reaction, even he knew what that route meant. It was like, wow.
Right.
And it was mad. He was like, you're changing in Munich to go to Belgrade. It's a 9-year-old who knows his stuff. So, yeah, it was weird that, wasn't it? It was like, it's a bit of a ghost journey, that.
My uncle Matt said, like, when he said that Crystal Palace, he went to Crystal Palace and we lost 4-0, said it was one of the best experiences. Yeah, that was the same as Aston Villa for me, because even though they lost, they still, and Barnsley, because they still cheered for their team. And even...
You mean Villa away last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Villa fans were good after McTominay
and
scored.
And we scored the win. And McTominay scored the winner. He came to celebrate in our end. We went mental. But the Aston Villa fans, after the match, when we were, like, clapping our fans and, no, clapping our players and then going, they were, like, clapping their players and say, some fans, like, you would think they would just not applaud them because they would think they're rubbish. But that's what Barnsley and Aston Villa did. They clapped their players and actually thought that they could win some, get into a good league spot, and they actually showed that.
That's a good point. And the United thing, I think, was a defiance for Unitedness at Palace last year. Not necessarily, you know, for the player. It was like, we're United. And I've mentioned before, but after Bayern Munich, the 99, I left. And we stayed right to the end because I wanted to wave the team off. And we had a party of all parties. But Bayern Munich fans were coming up, shaking my hand, going, well done. And I just thought, I would not have that in my ability. And then, but when they knocked us out, when Robin scored 3-2, when Raphael, was it, made the mistake on the edge of the box, I said, well, fair play, I suppose, you know, like that evens it out. And this Bayern Munich fan at 3 a.m. in the hotel lift went, this does not even it out. Nothing will ever even out 99. And I was like, yeah, all right, fair play. Yeah. One thing I also found was, and I remember, was it Howard mentioning this? But we had a match called off in 76 against QPR, and Bestie was playing for Fulham, and they were playing Oldham, and about 200 Reds went down to saw George Best. So I thought, if you've got that, please write it up. Right, now we've got some forum questions. Are you ready for these? Forumites, please get on the Red News forum, and thanks to everyone asking these. For the next pod, one of Doc's boys, have you ever been ashamed to be a United fan? And I get what he means. He says after the 3-goal loss at the Vermin and the Brentford debacle, and I think maybe the word is a bit different. I felt disgusted, I felt angry. I've never felt ashamed, because even like I've got punched once by RU United, I'll never not say who I am. Never not be a you know, we're Manchester United, whatever happens. But I get the term, have I ever, well, 92, crestfallen, and the angry, the apoplectic, was a few performances against Liverpool and City recently, where they've shithoused, and Paul Pogba going off injured at Anfield was one of the worst things of, I don't want to be here, that I've ever seen. But that's more angry than a shame.
Exactly what you just said, Barney. For me, it's the Liverpool performances in recent years that left me very angry.
But ashamed?
Ashamed is...
The ashamed, sorry to put it in, ashamed is, is you've got to use the word in the right context. Yeah. So I've never been ashamed about Manchester United. I've been ashamed of a performance.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So the Liverpool one, even Brentford a couple of seasons ago, the second game, we lost 4-0.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Again, it was just like, I was ashamed of the team in how they played that game, but never been ashamed to be a Man United fan.
Dave?
Never.
What position do you think we'll finish?
Third.
Rory's in there.
I think we'll finish third, because think that I'm not being gonna be biased here, but I don't think City will win the league. I think Arsenal will win.
Yeah, well, there's a game tomorrow.
Yeah. I think Arsenal
will City
win.
Will City be in League Two by the end of the season?
Probably. Because Arsenal have been actually quite good this season, and I think Chelsea will finish behind us, and then Tottenham at fifth.
Deal.
I'm saying Rory basically. I think United will just come fourth. And same with the City situation. I don't think City will top. Haaland has been well this season so far.
Gonna win the league at Stamford Bridge.
And also, I
want
to say one thing.
Fourth, fifth.
I don't think Haaland will begin. I think Haaland. I think will win the Golden Boot, but I think only by a few goals. I think Rashford will be very close to him.
Wow. No alcohol has been consumed on this table by the lads.
Definitely not.
No, it's just J2O.
Right. When did you last buy yourself something in the mega store? For me, it was because of obviously 99, and then there's the Glazer situation. I've written an endless editorial about this. I myself know, but I'm not going to deprive Albert because he's not old enough to make your own decisions. And this is my point. I want the Glazers fully gone to everyone. There's a lovely lad, Mike, who buys the mag, who's written an article, who doesn't go from the takeover, and I just want everyone to be back who can choose Wild before we get to the ground situation. And I think they've already made the decision. I know fan engagement, I know I should feel more engaged, but I think the momentum of the main people involved tells you what they're telling us. And I know the questionnaire, but also some of the questions in the questionnaire are if you asked, and also like if you were, there's data people I know, and we have sad boring conversations, and say it's how you word your questions, and the first one is build a new thing. So some people answer the first, sadly they answer the first thing that they see. They don't answer the second or third because they pick the first thing. So I'd have liked to have seen update the new ground as the first choice, but that I'm a dinosaur, so but I'm getting sadder and sadder knowing, and it might be 6-7 years off, but I know what's coming, I know where this is all heading. Don't want Seb Coe involved. I'm not gonna ever say, but I will say in like the fanzine, you know, but no one at United contact us, no one cares about Red News. So if you're not talking, not that we're not anything, if you're not talking to a fanzine that's sold outside 1,000 games, you can stick your questionnaires. But I'm not, I'm against a lot of my mates want the move, so.
I can honestly say I've never bought anything from the megastore, just because I don't like anything in there. People have bought me stuff from there. I've walked in, walked out. I've long gone past the days of souvenir collecting.
I'll be quite honest about it. We go to the Megastore a lot. We live in Trafford, so United's, 2.5 miles from our house. But I've got a 9-year-old here who has his own season ticket and knows that he can get 10% off his kit, and it's cheaper than JD.
Yeah,
because it's a standard price. So
yeah.
And he wants to go to the ground and buy it. We don't go shopping in there, don't get me wrong, but we do buy kits in the Megastore for the kids, and that's a choice we've made.
For the past few years, you haven't actually been paying for them that much.
Rory saves his money, to be fair, he's right.
No, but that's right, my sister. That's one of the, sorry. In one place. I try and save it to get more money, so I can spend it on one thing, not go to a makeup place and spend it on one lipstick for about £5.
That's family rivalry.
But he was there in August, the and he bought his top, he decided to have Yoro on it.
Fair play. Yeah. The saddest thing is, an aside to the takeover, is that these are 20 years on, and a family in America who I detest care about families, generational at United. Right, let's whiz through these because I've got to sell a mag. What's the biggest United game you've ever missed?
Barcelona. So, 2023 cup final, me and Dylan went, but we actually flew out the next morning. I managed to blag the wife. There's a family holiday of 18 of us, so we flew out from Stansted at 6 in the morning. But last year, May just gone, she'd already booked a holiday for my 40th, and I couldn't wangle this wrong because I would have been 5 days into the holiday. So I gave my tickets to my mate, and I still cry about it.
Mine was Barcelona, 99. I had an interview at Manchester University the next day, and I'd already failed my year at another university, and I needed to get in somewhere to get my life back on track. So,
no Microsoft and, Teams and, then, was
and,
there?
And also, I didn't have a season ticket in that particular year. I went off mates and family and all that to most of the games, and I had an option to go to Barcelona, but I probably would have bought there. So, given that I didn't have a guaranteed ticket, I chose not to go. Do I still regret it? Yes. But did I make the right decision at the time? Yes, as well, because I've got a career out of the degree that I eventually got, so I'm happy with that decision. But yeah, it still annoys me from time to time.
Moscow European Cup final, combination of holidays and financials.
Yeah, it was
couldn't
a hard
justify
one,
it at the time. Wish
I
had
a,
done.
A plane and with Dave and that, and it's like, and it cost. I only did the day trip because Mum was poorly, and it was a all or nothing for a lot of people. You couldn't do it, or you just went. And I was thinking, if we'd have lost that, knowing that we paid that much to get on a day trip, we'd have never ever talked about that day ever again.
If I remember correctly, we circled Moscow.
Yeah,
for
hours and hours, yeah. And it was like that. The airline thing was just circles. And Barcelona, when we did it from Magaluf as well. Good question. I think Inter Milan, I didn't do in 98, 99. Because I knew we were going to win. I had it, knew we were going. So I did every game, but I missed Inter because I knew that so I had to pick and choose at that point. Nice. But I also wish I'd seen United in Rio, but I didn't have the money. I'd have loved to have seen United in Rio, the Macarena.
Probably because I've not been a United fan for that long, so it hasn't been that many big games that we've had. So probably for me, it was maybe the Southampton game that we just went to, that just went.
It's the one away he's missed for like months.
I let my uncle Matt go to it. And also the other is probably Wolves away when Mainoo scored the winner. It just sounded like a really good game.
I went to that one.
Yeah, and... It just sounded like a really good game.
Manu arrived on his
I was really annoyed that I didn't go.
I'm same with my dad in the 23-24 season cup final. But we got a bit lucky since it was a 6-star hotel. It was pretty obvious it was there. There was a sports bar there.
Oh, happy day.
And the guy said that he'd turn it on about... 10 minutes later, he came and turned on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was a bonus because my wife said we could only drink red drinks. So yeah. I think there was sex on the beach. And I can't remember after 7 minutes. So it's all right.
Any glues in there?
There was a few, but the reds definitely were louder.
Other than semis and finals, what's the best atmosphere you've ever experienced? Barcelona, 84, end of story.
Yeah. But who's Barcelona?
Absolutely.
In 98, 3-3.
Absolutely for that, but also in the 74-75 second division days, Sunderland at home, QPR at home, absolutely.
Did you do Ajax and Porto? No, because they were supposed to be great atmospheres, the home legs of...
My good atmosphere was Goodison 2007, I think, when Eagles scored the winner 4-2, we were 2-0 down. That end was bouncing.
Delirious,
so. But if we're not including semis and finals, I think these kids have got a good shout for YSBs at home in the cup last season. That atmosphere was rocking.
And that's why Old Trafford.
Yeah, the other one for me was there was another one that I went to, and it was forgot what it was, but it was like
when was it? Who played?
Oh yeah, it was Aston Villa or Barcelona. When Anthony scored the winner, it was a good goal and everybody was...
Which Aston Villa was it? Away?
Away.
McTominay.
Yeah, because as soon as McTominay scored, as soon as he headed it, I knew it was going to go in. And as soon as it went in, everybody like jumped up. And if you watch the video and the highlights, you could see... Because they zoomed out and it was like on the United fans, you could see that it was just like a black swarm of a load of people, and they were like jumping up and jumping on everyone.
That's a great when you know a goal's going in. That is a special feeling.
He got a different view after that one because someone in the Villa end that day opposite. So we're down the side now, aren't we? And the opposite wing, opposite the pitch. they were videoing it and they put it on social media, so you could see the ball going from Dallow and McTominay hit it, but you could see the United fans behind it.
That's what I'm talking
and I showed
about.
It to Rory the next day and I went, "You're in there," and he was like, "What? Is that what we look like?" And it was a real penny drop moment.
It was like
as
a
to why away fans
hole.
Are so
it was like a massive black hole.
It was brilliant. Yeah,
apropos of nothing again, that I watched a little bit. You can all hate me for this, Stoke Hull last night. That's rocking and rolling on a Friday night before a United game. Stoke have moved the away fans. That's what I thought at 10 o'clock at night. That's like
Stoke have moved the away fans.
We were
Stoke
talking about this on the way down, weren't we? What did you say, Mike, about Villa?
That Villa and Martin O'Neill at the time moved the away fans from behind the goal to the side.
Good move, though.
Which,
well, I still not chilled with Eric moving the dugouts, really. I know he wanted to jog back. Right, what's the worst experience for a home game? I'm going to go Wimbledon. I think it was 88, 89. There was only about 22,000. There's probably less.
Correct.
It's just a hateful, wanting it all over. Real doubts about Fergie, gloom, terrible. I mean, you could literally pick a row. It wasn't pick a seat, it was pick a row, how bad it was that night. And you it
have
was
to
just
agree
terrible.
With that banner.
Yeah. Worst home atmosphere you've ever experienced?
Liverpool 5-1, that was 5-0.
Well, ironically, Rory had Rory had COVID that day, that week.
And
so
also,
he gave his season ticket to his mate. He's only ever been to two games.
No, he's been to three. He went to... So this is a really interesting three games that my best friend's been to. So started off pretty well with Ronaldo scoring his hat-trick against Norwich.
But what was he doing?
But, you know when he scored that amazing free kick?
Yeah.
My best friend was in the toilet, so he didn't see it.
No.
And then the other one, the next one was Liverpool 5-0. They beat us 5-0. And then he watched United lose 7-0 to Liverpool.
Jesus.
So I just... it was really...
Do you know his redemption story is going to be great.
He's going to 20 on Wednesday.
His redemption story.
And the worst home atmosphere I've been to was probably... I know who I would pick for away, but we're not talking about that. So home would probably be, maybe it was where we lost 3-0 to Newcastle in the Carabao Cup. That was pretty unexpected.
That was low that last season.
And for an away game, the worst one, probably, I think we us three can agree on, my dad and my cousin can agree on this. We went to West Ham away and the atmosphere was absolutely...
West Ham's always terrible. The new ground.
It was really
and that's, where like the bigger debate over new grounds. I know Spurs is half decent, but the new grounds, again on atmosphere, and someone's put just a quick word answer here. Do you think the Old Trafford Stadium, one of Doc's boys again, thank you for all asking these. Do you think the Old Trafford Stadium Task Force will live up to the hype, or do you think it will have a soulless, still atmosphere-less charade, totally unsuitable for football? And you know my answer. I just think it's a box ticking exercise.
My worst was probably, off the top of my head, I can't think. But mine was probably Brighton 2-1.
Brighton away.
I think it was the only one about the Brighton at home though last season, because it was the start of the season.
Yeah.
It was like, we lost. It just went so flat.
Or the Brentford one, the Brentford 4-0.
That was terrible. That was such a dark.
I was lucky I wasn't there.
New ground territory though. I think the fact that we're from generations back, if you go to a ground that the babes haven't played on an actual pitch, there's something missing for me. I don't know how they'll look great Old Trafford, because let's be honest, it's pretty poor in it at the moment. But Madrid have done it.
It can be done.
Exactly, Madrid have done it.
And this is the shame
Madrid
of that. We can't publish that, but someone, I got the plans that the Glazers had, and they said no, because costs were rising, man costs and structural costs. But the south stand they would have developed. So the rest of the ground would have been left, but you could have done that now.
Mm.
And the plans they had, which were sorted, were sensational. And the shame of all this is we're 20 years late from them doing what they should have done in 2008, 2009. We wouldn't be having this conversation. Old Trafford would be the ground that we want it to be. And for my main tank, yes, like Nev said, that the stands have all changed. Yes, I get that. But that pitch, what the soul of that place represents, and I fear it will become a soulless, half of this will be priced out and the other half will debate, can I still go to United? And it'll be like, we'll put 10,000, yes, but what Old Trafford was, and I know it's gone. I know, like, we're chewing the last of the leaves, but I find it a shame. And it'll probably be my moment. I love United till the day I die, but it'll probably be the time I go. All right. Okay. That, anyway.
Wrong,
but what I they need to talk to 50,000 people.
Agreed.
Not six, not eight,
and not
the same, mate. Because you ask us, we're all going to have different views. You need to expand it out. I know, I'm a known out, as Pete Hargreaves would have said. I'm not bigging myself. I wouldn't get involved in these things in terms of like. But they need to get people on a mass scale to because this is so important.
No,
and if it becomes just a property developer's goldfield that people are eyeing up. Because yes, the areas need regeneration, but regeneration always comes at a cost of gentrification. So it's so complicated, it's way out of my remit. I just want to watch Stoke Hull wondering if they've moved the away ground. Right, the last question before we go off. Two questions, sorry, right. So you've got to answer two questions in a row. What position, this one is from, this has been pleasant, thank you lads. Matt Jonesy's boy. What do you think the one biggest issue in the team that you'd fix right now, on top of all the other
things? Straight away.
Left back.
Playing out from the back, I'm not a fan of it. I don't think we're strong enough to do it. It can be done, but I just want to see Garnacho on the left, Ahmad on the right, balls up like it was back in the day with Giggs and Chelskis. If you don't get anywhere, it's fine. You've had a go. That desire, keep it going. I watched the Arsenal game against Atalanta the other day, and they never played out from the back.
Yeah.
And I was a bit shocked. I haven't seen this football for 2 years, and it was lovely to see flick-ons and crutch. So yeah, that's exactly what I changed.
He's got to start.
Okay.
Oh, and prediction for today.
Prediction for today: 2-1 United.
3-0 United.
What's what do you want to change in the squad?
What do I want to change in the squad?
One thing
I'd fix now.
Bring back Russell Beers more.
What would I fix? Injuries. The training. Whatever they do, they get them too many muscle injuries.
Yeah, but I think they are.
Hopefully.
They're getting people in, they're moving people along.
I think the one thing we need to change, because most of our players, like my dad said, they get injured a lot, especially defenders. So I think we need to sign a right back that can play also on the left, like Mazraoui and Diallo, because you could. Is Shaw still injured?
He's my player of the season so far, by the way. Mazraoui.
Been very good. Shaw
is injured, and Malassia's only just come back, and that's only 3 players that are really going to be able to play there. So I think if we sign right back or left back, that would be good. And the score today, I think, will be 3-0.
Well, I'm the same with my dad. I think we need to play more forwards, and I think we need to use our wingers and stop playing up from the back of it too much. And my score prediction, 2-1.
Left back position, for God's sake, going out and scout the schools and academies. Surely there is a left back in the country that can play. For me, the lad at Brighton, or Ipswich, sorry, Davis at Ipswich, it's a good shout. Score today, 3-0 United.
Oh my God. It's a good question, because I think, and I like Hoyland, I mean, Harry Kane. And I hope Harry Kane wins. I like him. Hope he wins lots of things for Bayern Munich. I think, I just think we needed an experienced striker, but a left back as well. And today, I woke up with a bad. But you buoyed me. This is what United is about. It's great.
And we alluded it to it earlier.
I'll be surprised if we win, and if we do, hugs after the game. But I'll be surprised.
Are we coming back here after the game?
Just one last shout. We alluded it to earlier. Wingers, bring them back.
Well, this is, and we've got them.
We've got them. And
whenever they come on,
they're great.
We've got two that go right to the byline in Garnacho and Ahmad. I mean, Rashford, yes.
Someone
said on the way down that Rashford should play behind Højlund as a number 10.
Behind Højlund, number 10.
I was like, that's an interesting.
I think if
Højlund's
been with Rooney for the last 4 weeks,
yeah,
I reckon he'll pick up those Van Nistelrooy style goals.
Well, there's another debate on. Where's Bruno's best position, and whether like him? No, I've got to go. So right, lads, great. What United's all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Barney. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
here's Benjamin ball. And Tatum.
The final ball was the one that killed us.
It's disappointment, sir. Yeah. It was much better. We've kept another clean sheet. I'm usually one that... But we got to bury those chances.
That's right. And the final, some of the final balls were poor. Leading up to the penalty area was good.
We should have been too...
Too early doors, buried. Yeah.
But it's like the last 20 minutes, we didn't know what to do.
No.
And it's like gamble.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were last 20 minutes, they were frightened of getting beat. Yeah.
Are you all right, Digger?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Lovely
it's 2 points
strong.
I'll see you.
How are you,
mate?
You're right. It's so frustrating because we did a lot right.
First half, we should be 4-5 up, but easy.
You hit the bar.
Hit the bar a couple of times. You know, Henderson's made a couple of saves. Just hitting it at him, basically.
It's like, I thought it was too slow, even. You know, like we're doing well, we're dominating. It's like, then keep at that in the second half, and then it's sort of like...
It's not the second half, it takes Xerxes off. It's changed things about, and the subs, I feel, that this time have not helped us in a way, because it just disrupted our flow of the game. The flow was non-existent in the second half. Martinez was getting the ball there. No one's in front of him moving, so people are getting on Martinez's back, so he's having to go sideways backwards, but he's got no other option.
The mood changed
midfield stopped moving.
From about the 70th minute, from like, and we're all frustrated because you're thinking, bury one of those chances. Like, I can't fall. It worked, but you've got to, like, these are the games, you have to win.
You have to win these games, yeah. Have to win them. Just sick of coming here and getting negative results. I won't say today's not as bad as we've had it here before. But when was the last time we won here? Was it under Mourinho? When Matic scored that?
I thought we'd have a Matic moment, because like, it's just been that sort of game where that many chances, that many...
Yeah. Especially first half. Just...
I don't know. Like, not, because the mood changes like that last 20 minutes and people have walked past going, that was shit. And I didn't think it was shit. But equally, like, you just got to attack and gamble more. Like, what? Because, they could score, but... We're stronger, we're better. Bruno became a bit headless. Rashford didn't do much.
Yeah.
Ericsson was all right, and Ericsson's had a decent week.
Well, I thought, yeah.
Bugatti, like, kept going bang, and I don't know.
It's just, I don't know.
I really didn't want to be critical today.
She lost flow second half. The tempo was gone. I don't know what it was, whether it's Ugarte, he's still, you know, finding his feet, he's done his minutes. And when Ericsson went off, there was no runners in midfield then. Bruno seems... I think Bruno had a disappointing game today.
He kept going
He kept trying these outside-the-ball passes as well, which weren't coming off. It's brilliant when they come off, you know. But
I thought Manu was excellent.
Yeah.
I thought Maserati, was excellent. My man on that.
He was quality,
Maserati. And Unana's made saves well, you know, like...
Yeah.
He's kept us in the back. Just how have we not
It's just one of them, isn't it? It's one of them. Frustration, mate. Frustration,
how long did it take to come down, lads?
Oh, I don't know. Quite well. To be fair, though, we had a clean one on the way down. Usually we're struggling, but we've got here plenty. We were the first coach to turn up today and said the last one, so it's been a fairly good run down.
I thought it was a belting atmosphere.
Yeah, it was decent really away again, yeah.
I don't know. Nothing. What do you say?
I just don't know. I'm still going to know what I say myself, Barney, to be fair. I don't know.
I literally thought, I was looking forward to seeing, but I honestly thought at first half, we're all going to be buzzing here. There'll be high fives all over the show.
They're having high fives. We're coming out hugging and... I don't know.
Just can't do things easy, can we?
No, we don't. It's United, isn't it? We just don't make things easy for ourselves. Then we've got Spurs at the weekend again. Well, we're between our FC 20, haven't we? We're going to win against 20.
We look more assured at the back. We do look.
Yeah.
You know,
we're not conceding as many chances, are we? Either clear cut, you know. No. The keeper's not having to make too many saves off the back of that as well.
But they're a poor side.
They've only had 2 points this season apart from today. So what's that,
3 points?
What do you reckon? You were in their end.
I was in their end. Well, look, mate, last time we came here, we got done 4-0. So our goal difference ain't taking the tonkin today. So, mate, it should have been 4-2 today, shouldn't it?
We're at 4 or 5 in that first half, easy.
That first half, mate, we were
fully United against South.
Always, mate. You could hear the clips, so you could hear it all, yeah.
All right, so have a nice night. Nice
boys.
See
you
later.
Final,
I don't know, like... Zayden, you go again. When's your next game? You've got a mad run of games.
We've got Doncaster Tuesday, and then 20 on Wednesday, and then obviously Sunday when I'm Spurs, haven't we? But Doncaster 21s and the EFL Trophy chooses the next one for us.
just changes the mood. Like, you just want to.
Yeah,
like,
so
you don't want to be what ifs anymore. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. Yeah. I would give it. Maybe people argue that we did everything right.
First half, form. Yeah, it's not like 7 out of 10 is all right.
But the second half.
Second half's let you down. Anyway, Barney, we better get the coach pal. So we'll see you in a bit.
See ya. Cheers,
Sunday. Anyway, Barney.
See you, lads. Take care. Yeah. Safe journey home.
See you Sunday, mate. Yeah.
Paul, the man who never wants to sleep. Speak.
No,
well, and sleep.
What do I think? I can't believe you haven't won it. I really can't believe you haven't won it.
But on that note. All right. Thanks. Cheers, support. Good United end. Thanks. Cheers, everyone.